This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Amin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ba'd, yarwi al-imam Muslim fi sahihihi an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi sallam hadith in a collection Imam Muslim narrated by Abu Hurairah. And the theme of the unlawfulness of harm is what we're talking about. And I've narrated for you three or four ahadith so far about this. And what I'm trying to establish for you is that any form of harm is a problem for you on the Day of Judgment. No matter how small it is, no matter how simple it is, no matter how trivial you may feel it is, any aspect, any form of harm, any degree of harm is something that you're going to have to answer for on the Day of Judgment. As a Muslim, your number one priority in terms of people is that you don't cause harm. You have priorities with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeying and rituals. But when it comes to people, the number one thing is you don't cause harm. And this is something that's well established in our deen and in the Quran and the Sunnah. I'm trying to explain that to you and demonstrate it for you. And the hadith tonight is very famous. You know this hadith, but I cannot, it's impossible for me to go through a series of the unlawfulness of harm and then not narrate this hadith. I have to do it at some point. So I thought I would do it somewhere in the middle. So what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, this hadith narrated by Sahih Muslim, qala to the Sahaba, atadruna man al-muflis? Do you know who is bankrupt? But they answered him, faqalu man la dirhama lahu wa la dinar? The person who has no assets, has no liquidity, no wealth, no money, doesn't have a dirham, which is made of silver, a dinar, which is made of gold. He has no gold or silver. He has nothing. He has no buying power. That's what a muflis, a bankrupt person, is. فَأَعَادَهَا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةِ. So he repeated the question again. So they repeated the answer, and they repeated the question again, and they repeated the answer. He was giving them a chance to say something different, and they didn't. So then he said, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةِ, قَالَ الْمُفْلِسُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. And he used the word مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Right? And the bankrupt person from my ummah, مَنْ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The person who comes on the Day of Judgment. And I'm going to use this wording in one of the narrations. There's three narrations for this hadith. I'm going to choose one of them. He said, قَالَ بِصَلَاتٍ وَقِيَامٍ وَزَكَةٍ. In this hadith, that's the wording that the narrator gave us. He comes on the Day of Judgment when he performs salah, and he performed qiyam. And he actually prayed at night. Like he would get up at night and pray qiyam al-layl. So not just the five prayers, this person went one step further and they did qiyam al-layl. وَزَكَةٍ, and they paid their zakah. وَيَأْتِي, but they come. وَقَدْ ضَرَبَ هَذَا, and they have hit this person. وَشَتَمَ هَذَا, and they cursed out this person. وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, and they took the wealth of this person. وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا, and they have shed the blood of this person. وَهَتَكَ عِرْضَ هَذَا, and they ruined the integrity of this person. فَيَأْخُذُ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. And then each person who was harmed is going to take away from this person's good deeds and hasanat. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Once his hasanat runs out, they start shoveling the other people's bad deeds and putting it on his scale. So he's getting bad deeds. فَأُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ ثُمَّ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. And then this person is thrown into Jahannam. لِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. And that is the bankrupt person from the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from this nation. So the bankrupt person from this nation is not the person who has no wealth, who doesn't have any money, his bank account is empty. The bankrupt person is the person who comes on the Day of Judgment and they have caused so much harm to people that they lose all of their hasanat. And then they take on sayyat they didn't do, and then now all they have is sayyat, and now they've deserved the hellfire, even though they came in with salah and qiyam and zakat. It's just that's going to be taken away from them, because you owe something. From dunya, you owe something. And there's no currency, yawm al-qiyamah, to pay back. In dunya, if I harm you, I can figure out some way to fix it. What is it worth? How much do you want? How much do you want to drop this? And I can pay you. It could be expensive in terms of money, but it's money, right? It's way less expensive than hasanat, because the currency, yawm al-qiyamah, is hasanat and sayyat. And if you owe people something, that is what you're going to be paying through. So yes, you prayed, and you should be entering Jannah because of the prayers that you have, but they're not yours, because you have debt that you haven't paid. You're going to pay them back with those hasanat, and now you have nothing to allow you to enter anymore. Because if you come and you trespass, and you transgress against the rituals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبْنَا جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Our Lord is extremely forgiving, very merciful. If you come, you missed a prayer here, you missed something there, He'll forgive you. Inshallah ta'ala. Say inshallah, He'll forgive you. Jalla jalaluhu ar-Rahim. He's the most merciful. He will forgive you, inshallah. You'll find forgiveness. But people aren't forgiving. People are not merciful. Human beings are very stingy when you harm them. Look at yourself when you're harmed. And tell me how easy it is for you. How quick are you to forgive people? When you're harmed, I have people that they're going to stand Yawm al-Qiyamah. I let go of it in dunya, but Yawm al-Qiyamah they're going to stand. And I ain't going nowhere until we stand there and what happened is rectified. And I take what is mine. And I don't see myself ever being able to forgive them. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, I'm going to take back what is mine. That's how we are as human beings. Make sure you're not on the wrong side of that transaction, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because the currency that you pay with is insanely expensive. It's insanely expensive. And that's the bankrupt person of the nation of Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the person who comes Yawm al-Qiyamah and there's nothing left in their scales. Because yes, they came with good deeds, but they harmed people. And they didn't fix it, and that harm, all debts are going to be paid, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Think about that. All debts are going to be paid, even the smallest ones. So if you've caused harm, and you didn't rectify it, and you didn't look for ways to fix it, then Yawm al-Qiyamah, it could be a scary thing, and I think that's a worthy reminder for all of us as Muslims, and it's something the Prophet ﷺ took time to explain to his companions, and I hope that was a benefit to you. يَرْوِي الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمٌ فِي صَحِيحِهِ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ أتدرون من المفلس فقالوا ما لا درهم له ولا دينار فكرروها ثلاثا فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وقيام وزكاة ويأتي وقد ضرب هذا وشتم هذا وهتك عرض هذا وأكل دم هذا وسفك دم هذا فيأخذ هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته ففنيت حسناته ألقي عليه من سيئاتهم ثم ألقي في النار صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيك.